You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.com.
NFL Total Access is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
It's Thursday, March 7th, and you are listening to NFL Total Access, the podcast.
That is the voice of today's special guest. He's the pride of the Paladins of South Plantation High School in Broward County, Florida. He's the pride of the Owls of Temple University. He's the pride of the Jets, the Panthers, the Cardinals, and the Dolphins, where for the past 8 years, 6.5 out of every 10 catches this man has made went for either a first down or a touchdown. That's right, I looked it up. You know, if you're into that, look up this man's career highlights and you will be treated to one explosive play after another. His first three touchdowns, listener, in the NFL went for 40 yards, and 69 yards. His most recent touchdown in the NFL, 68 yards. This man is a defibrillator. Get your heart going. Take the top off a defense. Better jam his ass at the line of scrimmage, because if you don't, you're screwed, kind of cat. That's this man. This man is Robbie Chosen. Welcome to the pod, bud.
Appreciate that a lot.
I'm your host, NFL Network senior writer Andrew Levy, and I'm really stoked to have Robbie with us today for many reasons, one of which is where we find you in this moment. Robbie, you are an NFL free agent, or at least you will be technically, officially, a week from now. And of course, I want to ask you about that, but in a moment, because I want to start with this.
Play action, drops the throw, steps up, floats a bomb up the right seam, looking for Anderson. He's got it at the 50, at the 40. They're not going to catch him. He's going to go the distance. 10, 5, touchdown. Sam Darnold dials it up to Robbie Anderson.
Robbie Chosen, you're a fascinating character who has put together one hell of a career. Listener, let's not forget that as a rookie prospect, 6'3", 190, Robbie ran a sub 4'4", 40. He was hailed for balance, body control, and serious bounce. Robbie could high point a ball better than most, they said, was loved by his coaches and teammates, they said, and then he proceeded to go undrafted. He made the hard catches look easy, they said, but sometimes he made the easy catches look hard. And Robbie, I love this one. This was my favorite line on you. He's too thin. Robbie, I'm curious to know your thoughts on the scouting and talent evaluation process. Did you watch any of the combine this year?
I see, you know, something here and there.
Yeah.
Unless maybe if I know somebody, I'll pay a little bit more attention. But
because as somebody who clearly had the juice, but was doubted,
so
what do you look for? Maybe the better question is, what should we be looking for more closely than we do? Because we miss all the time. Tom Brady, sixth round pick, 199th overall. Like, what are we talking about? You, undrafted. How's that possible? What should we be looking for that we're not in these young men who find their way into the NFL in spite of our failed scouting reports?
I think a lot of times people get too caught up in the hype sometimes, and that's why a lot of people get overlooked and a lot of people get overhyped. You know, the schools they went to, you know, they get a lot more respect due to what other people have done in the past, and as they deserve that because they did earn the opportunity to go there. But I think just people get caught up in the hype and overlook things, and then sometimes try and look for reasons not to, instead of just embrace the greatness that's within a person.
I think that's exactly spot on. And I think wide receivers to a degree, but certainly quarterbacks, and you as a wide receiver, must roll your eye a little bit when we talk so much all the time in the NFL about quarterbacks and only about quarterbacks. You're right. With a quarterback that we know, no disrespect to J.J. McCarthy or Bo Nix or any of these guys, but we know their names. We saw them play at Michigan. We saw them win a national championship at Michigan. We saw them play at Oregon. We saw them in the college football playoffs. And so we're looking for reasons to believe that they can do it, just like you're saying. Mm. And yet for a kid whose name we don't know, whose school maybe we don't recognize as having the best competition, we look for reasons to doubt. It's exactly right.
Yeah, I mean, even the dudes that are at the top sometimes, like Lamar, for instance.
Right.
Caleb Williams, they're still right. Trying to, like, just give people their respect and embrace that. And a lot of organizations will probably go further, you know. But, you know, sometimes it works out better, though, because the teams that are consistently getting those top picks, that's not really always a good thing.
Right, exactly. Is Caleb the best quarterback in the draft? Is he going to be number one for a reason? Because you're right, he's getting some doubts.
Playing, yeah, I seen him play in person, me and Tyreek seen him throw a touchdown in person, and like I haven't seen many touchdowns thrown like that, and just his aura and his confidence, you know, he's going to be exciting to watch in the NFL.
That's that one hell of a Yelp review coming from you. As we sit here, only a few days from the conclusion of the 2024 Scouting Combine. So many of the young men that we saw out there, and countless more who weren't even invited to the combine, will be informed by the system, they will be told by the process, that they're not quite good enough. Seven rounds will come and go, and at the end of April, their names will not have been called. And yet, like you, many of them will know damn well what they're actually capable of. What is your message to those young men?
Stay in the fight. You know, don't let nobody define you, and just prepare. And when that moment comes, make the most of it. You know, you might get one shot in practice, make that one shot count, and, you know, go hard. Don't think that you made it just because you walk into a building in the locker room and, you know, get all caught up in that. You know, embrace that. Be thankful for it, your foot being in that door. But, you know, do what you got to do and do the right things outside of it. You know, don't get caught up in thinking that you made it. You could party and celebrate. You didn't. It's nothing to celebrate yet. You know, go out there and know what your purpose is and your why. Don't make it about the wrong reasons. And when you do that, it'll all work itself out.
I really appreciate that. I really do. And I'm going to use your own words against you now because, you know, I have questions written. But forget that. I'm listening to you and I'm looking in your eyes. Okay, it's important for you as a person that these young men, and I should think you're talking for yourself too, define yourself. Don't let others define you. Mm. How does Robbie Chosen define Robbie Chosen?
Yeah, you know, I define myself first and foremost a man of God, you know, great family man, and, you know, just a good person, you know, respectful, humble, you know, loving and appreciative of every moment that I'm blessed with, you know. And, you know, I'm a great football player, a great philanthropist, you know, for my community, and, you know, just a great human being.
I love that. Let's talk free agency. Because that definition will be very attractive to, I should think, 32 NFL teams, right? Yeah. A great person and a great player. I always love the phrase free agency, right? Because it suggests that it's like cheap and painless, and we know that it is neither cheap nor painless. What's the loudest voice in your head today? What's the deepest feeling in your gut? Is it excitement about a new challenge? Is it hope? Is it nerves? Is it worry? What are you feeling today? Where do we find Robbie Chosen today?
I would say at peace.
Nice.
You know, I'm at peace, you know.
With the process or?
Yeah, just everything. Life. And I have, you know, wisdom and knowledge, you know, so. And I know my why, you know, I know my intentions, I know my heart, and I know where I've grown to today, so. And I've been in this process before, so, you know, third is a charm. This is my third time technically entering free agency, so I have a real understanding for how to approach it, how to handle it, and, you know, just staying proactive to my vision and my goals, and doing everything on my end to make that plan prosper.
You talk about knowing your why. What's yours?
I would say my why is, you know, maximize all I can out of the NFL and achieving my goals, taking care of my family, and being an inspiration and you know, just being a good example. And then now to the point I've grown my career being a leader, you know, and pouring into the people around me. And, you know, for that young kid that might have walked a similar path, or just anybody that has gone through different situations in all walks of life, you know, just to inspire them. But, you know, also more importantly, enjoy playing football. You know, I get to play something that I did since I was a kid and blessed to make millions of dollars doing it and on a big stage and pursue championships and many great things and, you know, all that great stuff that comes with the game of football.
What's the most important thing to you right now? You're 30 years old now. You've been doing this 8 years. How many more you got? You want to go another few? Are you taking it day by day, or do you have a plan? Are you that intentional where you say, okay, I'm going to play for another contract, another few years, and then I'll dip out? Is all of that in your head, or are you just taking it as it comes?
I mean, I know this last 8 years, to me, it kind of flew by.
Yeah.
But in all reality, the last 2 years, I've kind of been preserving in a sense. You know, I haven't been taking on no wear and tear, but I've gotten smarter. So the game of football is that much easier. Life is that much easier. And the fact that I've gone through my career and, you know, went through the journey of an NFL player, but now to the point where I understand and I'm doing things how I should, and growing to the age of 30, you know, your 20s is kind of that trial era. 30s is when you apply. That's where I am. But physically, I feel 24. You know, I only really played a year of college football. And so I'm still, physically, I'm young. I don't play a position where I get beat up. And more importantly, I can still run a 4.2. I'm still running a 4.2. So, you know, with football, I would say my goal is I'm working to win as many Super Bowls as I can. But how I feel right now, I could play another 10 years.
Two things. I think, listener, please tell me you sat up in your seat like I just did. 10 years. That's bold. 4.2. That's even bolder.
Yeah.
I love that. I believe you. I'm looking the man in the face. He's not giving me any indication of duplicity or deceit. I believe the man when he says he can run a 4.2. You could get up right now and knock out a 4.2?
Yeah.
Shit, kid. Come on now. Okay. All right. Now let's get serious then. Okay, is that the prospect we're dealing with? After 8 years, you know yourself better. You know how to play the game better. You're a smarter NFL player. What does it mean to be a smarter NFL player? Adjustments to how you apply the dark arts of the wide receiver position, knowing how to use your body better, knowing how to use, you know, a defender's aggression against them. Is it all of it? How do you play smarter? How do you learn to be a better wide receiver? Because you've been pretty damn good these last 8 years. How are you better now than you were 8 years ago?
I would say, first off, because I'm smarter as a man.
Just as a person.
Yeah, so yeah. That, you know, and all the things when I was younger that I was, you know, distracted, blinded by, all that stuff, I've evaporated. So it's when I'm out there playing football, I mean, I played good football then, but with a lot of different things throughout on my shoulders. You know, I used to play with a chip on my shoulder. I don't play like that no more. You know, this year was my first, honestly, like, kind of like when Arizona in this first year was like my first time like actually being on the field and like smiling. I was always playing the game angry, frustrated. You know, I don't play like that no more. I feel lighter. But, you know, also just experience. You know, this season gave me an opportunity to watch from a bird's eye view but still be in there to know what could have went better and what was going great and learn and being by side Tariq and learning from Colt McDaniel and Wes Welker, you know, that's greatness, you know. So being able to witness that firsthand, going against Jalen Ramsey every day, going against Xavier Howard and a top-tier defense, you know, you are the company you keep. So, you know, I was just focused on my craft every single day. And I'm to the point now in my career, I'm able to self-teach myself on a route or anything. I know I should have did this. I don't even need the coach to tell me, you know. And 9 times out of 10, when he does correct me, I already corrected myself.
You've already done that yourself.
You know, so it's just about, you know, consistency and, you know, just understanding what it takes to be successful.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, CJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think great people, I think very successful people, tend to be their own worst critic. And I think as a young person, if you are your own worst critic, it's dangerous. Because you can almost depress yourself. You can almost be too hard on yourself, right? Mm-hmm. And start to overthink and overfeel. But if you're older and wiser, as you are, being your own worst critic, like you said, you've got the jump on all your coaches and all your critics because you already know. You know before they said it. Mm-hmm. And because you're wiser, you're not going to be pissed off at them when they do say it because you've already made that. You're at peace with that within yourself. You know, we talk a lot at Combine and scouting periods this offseason, this preseason, pro days, as we're evaluating talent in the NFL and free agency talent too. It's not just about evaluating 20, 21, and 22-year-olds. It's evaluating 29 and 30-year-olds like yourselves about what they can do next. What will they do next? Projection versus production. Okay, his stats didn't jump off the page at when he was at Arizona and when he was at Miami, but if I'm savvy enough to know the man, savvy enough to know the body of work, then I'm savvy enough to be able to project what Robbie Chosen can do for me in the days to come. But one of the things we always talk about is, does this player love the game of football? Right. And it's important to us, for whatever reason. It's a little unfair, I think, of those of us who've never played the game to sort of hold young men accountable for, does he really love the game? Do I really need him to love the game? That's a debate we can have another day. But it's a question worth asking. Do you love football? Do you love it more now than you did?
I definitely love football. Last year, honestly speaking, I was kind of to the point where I was like, honestly considering retiring.
You were.
And I was financially, thankfully, I'm set where, I could walk away from the game. So I'm not playing for the love of money. I genuinely love football. And I want to play as long as I can because, when it's all said and done, it's all said and done. And that's the point I am with my career is how I want to be remembered. And I want to count on the part you said about projection. If you look at my stats from last year, I had limited, targets, but I made the most of them. But if you do the math and project that 50 catches, I believe what I had is 15. I was on pace for 1,500 yards. My average per catch at a point was like 40, 50, you know what I'm saying? Ended at like 20-something. So, I'm a big play waiting to happen.
Robbie, that's the thing that jumped out for me. Because, of course, I have sort of muscle memory of watching you play and seeing you rip off these big plays. But then I thought, well, come on, that's what we do. We just remember the big moments for players, and so that makes sense. Then I went back and I did a deep dive into your career, into your stats. You are, in fact, listener, he's not overstating it. He's not selling himself. He doesn't need to sell himself. Let me and others do that for him. This man is, in fact, nuclear energy housed in a 6'3", 190-pound frame because there are more big plays you've had almost 400 catches in your career. There are more big plays per catch, in my estimation, for you than most people in NFL history. You are, I mean, what did I say? Your first touchdown, 40 yards. Your second touchdown, 40 yards. Your third touchdown, 68 yards. You don't have little five-yard outs. I mean, man, you're putting big shit on the board all the time, and you get in the paint every single place you've ever been. I think there's one team, and you were only there for a short time, Arizona. Yeah. It's the only place you didn't see the paint. Yeah. Everywhere else on your career, and yes, listener, go look it up. And yes, NFL GMs and head coaches, go look it up, because the man is going to get you to the promised land. The promised land in the NFL, no, it's not the NFL. It's not the Super Bowl. That's Mount Everest. The promised land is the end zone. You want to get to the Super Bowl, get in the freaking end zone. Get somebody like Robbie Chosen on your team. Robbie, let's talk about last season. You went on the kind of journey that we don't often talk about as we chase MVP candidates and playoff runners and pop stars, right? You were released after training camp. Joined the practice squad.
Yeah.
And when given the chance to toe the line of scrimmage once again, you promptly stepped up and did this.
Looking downfield, wants it all. Deep downfield, he's got Chosen. Robbie Chosen across the field. Touchdown, Miami.
Robbie Chosen. Stutter and go, man. He was off. I mean, he was wide open.
Well, we know he could fly.
Well, I tell you, that's what everybody was waiting to see. He's had so many explosive plays on the outside. Boy, he did that against Patrick Surtain, too, one of the best in the business.
Amazing moment. But it came on the tail end of an experience that you hadn't dealt with before. And being on the practice squad obviously didn't break you, but I assume it did challenge you in ways that maybe you hadn't been challenged before. How did you stay positive? How did you stay ready?
Yeah, you know, I just stayed in the fight and just understand that sometimes you give up, you're right there. But more importantly, when I came to want to be a Dolphin, it was to commit towards winning the Super Bowl. So I knew that that's what I had to do to, you know, stay contributed to that. And I took, you know, I took inspiration towards it, you know, and got my team better, got myself better, and just kept my head down and worked. And, you know, it was also developing for me, because part of the reasoning for me not playing right away was I wasn't 100% ready with the offense. You know, that offense was number one, because it's
dizzying offense.
Yeah, it's
impossible. Even Robbie, I would watch the games as I do for all the games, but man, I would spend more time on Dolphins and Niners games because they were harder offenses to get my head around. So I found myself hitting rewind, watch again, all the pre-snap motion. I should think that is a bear to get your head around as a player. Is that playbook thicker than in most NFL teams?
It's not. It's a very detailed offense, you know, and it takes a lot of focus. But, you know, I put that focus in, learned it, and, you know, did what I had to do.
Hard knocks can only reveal so much about a team, a locker room, and a franchise culture. What is the vibe with Coach McDaniel to Tyreek and the boys in South Beach?
Man, it's a beautiful atmosphere.
It is.
You know, it's fun. You know,
it seems it.
Yeah.
So that wasn't a lie that we saw. That's the real deal.
That's the vibe. You know, like, we just out there hanging out, having fun. You know, care about each other. You know, we play for each other. You know, and it's a beautiful environment. You know, it's not. It's somewhere you wake up in the morning excited to go and, you know, genuinely enjoy it. And that's, you know, why my hope is to return there. You know, I don't want that chapter to me. It's still writing, you know.
Robbie Chosen, guilty of looking ahead on the rundown, because I was just about to ask you, you're a Florida kid, still want to be a Dolphin? You've just answered that. You do.
Yeah.
I'm a process guy. I'm curious about how you guys do this, about how it all plays out. What's the plan? You test the market, see who's out there with the right fit, or make sure that the guys in the front office down in South Beach for the Dolphins know that you want to be back and work toward making that happen?
Yeah, I mean,
A little bit of both?
I think right now, I mean, it's possible for us to get it done before the market does open up, you know, but.
So TikTok, we're on the clock. That's 7 days technically. What, 5 days from now, the negotiating window opens.
Yeah.
But are you revealing to me without revealing to me that these are conversations you're having now?
Yeah, you know, it's mutual. You know, we're working towards it on both ends, you know, and hopefully everything aligns how you know, we both hope. And if it does come to the point of testing the market, you know, it's nothing wrong with always weighing your options. And by weighing your options, that will show you the full clarity of where you're supposed to be.
Washington Commanders fan, womb to the tomb, D.C. area kid, a 4-2 player who's 30 years old, who knows how to be an NFL wide receiver, who's getting better at his craft, who is humble, who is giving, and who is motivated. If it all goes pear-shaped in Miami, do me a favor. Look up the coast, all right? Can you call Adam Peters, please? I'm just saying, get your people on the line. Please make it happen. We need wide receivers. Thank you.
You know, Cliff was my head coach in Arizona.
Hello. I'm not an idiot. I didn't, you know, I wasn't born yesterday. I was born 3 days ago. Robbie Chosen, you are a player with a rep, which I would argue is mostly, almost always, a good thing because anonymity don't feed the bulldog. But of course, your rep includes, or at least it did include, the assumption that you will not back down, that you will speak your mind, that you will risk combative moments with teammates and even coaches, and that strikes some as a knock, as a definition of character that some people, in the hands of the wrong people, they call it a character flaw.
Well, we got a situation. Robbie Anderson has just been apparently kicked out of the game by his own coach.
Are you misunderstood? How important is it for you to be understood? And how do you get to that point?
Yeah, you could say I'm misunderstood, you know, there's some, and though, you know, everybody, you know, has their, everything is by perspective, but it's also the lens that you look at it from. You know, some people look at things from a judging, critiquing, criticism standpoint, and some look at things from a place of understanding and love and don't try and knock people in. Some people are just haters, you know what I'm saying? So when it comes to that, you know, how I handle situations, then I don't handle situations like that now, but I've grown and I've matured and I'm proud to say that. But it was always from a place of passion. It was always from a place of wanting to win, you know, and it was never nothing about myself or it was never from that perspective. It was always about winning.
It's funny, isn't it, that when we see Travis Kelce, who we all have great respect for, bump his coach, we call it passion. When we see Tom Brady spike a tablet on the sideline, we call it passion. When we see Stephon Diggs get in the face of his quarterback, we call it passion. But with some players, we call it petulance. Not sure that's fair, listener. Let's start to really identify what we are saying when we say what we say. And when you meet a young man like Robbie Chosen, like I'm sitting here today, any questions I may have had about him and stuff that I saw cherry-picked from a game film on the sidelines, I'll tell you what it is. It's passion. It's not petulance. Perfect case, perfect scenario. Back in a Miami Dolphins uniform, which may be the coolest uniform, I think we can agree, in the NFL. Close to home, back closer to family. That's the perfect case.
I hope so.
Week one, out there.
Yeah, big play.
Running a 4-2, a go route, and getting it started with, you know, three touchdowns in the first half.
Yeah, you know the track meet.
Yeah, I know the track meet. I would know a track meet if I could run 4-2. You're looking at a 4-8 guy, so I can't help you. How important is flexibility? How important is humility as you grow as a human being, but as a human being in the NFL? This is the hardest place, the hardest sport in the world to apply your craft. You have to be flexible. You have to be humble, and yet you have to know who you are. We ask too much of young men. How do you do it?
You know, it's a process. You know, it takes time, but it also takes you being led by good coaching. You can't expect a good player, you know, a coach's job is to coach and a player's job is to play. You can't expect a great player to become great in a bad situation, in a bad organization. It all starts from top to bottom. You know, it's just like a restaurant. You know, it's got a bad bathroom. The food might not be clean.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to be evaluating restaurant bathrooms a little differently now. I think you're absolutely right. But you know what you also just reminded me, and it kind of hurts my heart when I think about all the young men who try to enter our league every year, is that in some ways you got to get lucky, don't you? If you get the wrong coach, if you get the wrong coordinator, if you get the wrong unit, if you get the wrong vibe in a locker room, you may be Randy Moss, you know, waiting to happen, and yet we'll never know that.
Yeah,
we'll never know that if you're in the wrong situation.
Yeah,
so you're in a good spot right now, in theory, being able to pick your situation.
Thankfully,
you know what's good for you. You know what you need. You know what you want.
Thankfully,
and you know who you are.
For sure. But, you know, to them young dudes that, you know, make the most of yours and focus on what you can control. You know, don't go around trying to evaluate and pinpoint problems. You know, earn your keep and handle your business, you know, and focus on what you did. Like I said, coach is coach, GM's GM, and players play. Just be a player.
I'm so grateful to have met you. I'm honored that you've been with us today to spend a little bit of time with us, and I wish you the very, very best of luck. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank today's special guest, Robbie Chosen, for his highlights that I thoroughly enjoy watching as a fan of this game and as a fan of the position that you play uniquely well, for allowing us a little peek into the process of an NFL free agent, and most of all, for his honesty. Robbie Chosen, thank you so much.
And thank you very much, and I appreciate, you know, all the, you know, the kind words, and, you know, I genuinely appreciate that and appreciate this opportunity a lot and wish you a lot more success. And it's a beautiful atmosphere to be in, and, you know, keep up the great work.
I appreciate that very much. Robbie, I think somebody like you reminds me of myself. The fact is, we are works in progress. We are works in progress. Mm-hmm. You know, we come out flawed and we work on those flaws as best we can until we try to get it right. I didn't get married till I was 46 years old. Why? Because I was a freaking idiot for the first 45 years of my life, right? Like, it took me a long time to get my shit together. It's taken you a lot less time to get your shit together. And, man, when you do it right, you do it well. You do it really well. It's a joy to watch you. Thanks again for being here.
For sure. Appreciate it.
And I want to invite the listener to join us next time when Bucky Brooks, the talent evaluator, the...
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all. But I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL scout, the prognosticator extraordinaire, will be in the chair. We're going to talk about last thoughts on the combine, but then we're going to turn the page, look ahead to free agency fits, and yes, to the draft, too. That's next time. Till then, take care of you, take care of your crew, and ciao for now. NFL Total Access is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th.
Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.